Okay, hello everyone. Not surprisingly, we're probably going to go over a few minutes. If you have to leave, please feel free and comfortable. I want to remind each of you to please consider the fall intensive at the end of October. Information will continue to come out to you. The early registration is, I believe, in early September, might be in August. Information has gone out. We'll have a lot of fun. You can come to as few or as many days as you want. The whole seminar will be 7 days, 1 day for each chakra. I'm sure it'll be very powerful. Level ones are being given in Ann Arbor and Cincinnati in September, and probably, I'm guessing, in Minneapolis in September. The more people that come into these level ones, the more things that we can play with. So please share the wealth. Okay, so now we're going to do a personal and global astral healing. Take a moment, please, and decide what personally you would like to heal. I personally am going to choose the kind of judgmentalness that I have about people whose belief systems I consider to be more limited than mine. So take a minute and decide something you'd like to do some healing on. Please be in the center of your head. Close your first and second chakras to 10%. Third at 35 or 50, depending upon your sex. Fourth and fifth at 50. Sixth and seventh as wide open as you can have them comfortably. Please be in the center of your head. Cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one. If you're female, please be nice and female grounded. Find some amusement. And let's start at the third subplane of the astral plane. And without needing to fix or repair it, see if you see any evidence of astral energies that you want to heal, the particular issue that you're looking for healing on. See if you see any evidence of it in the third subplane of the astral. And going down into the fourth subplane of the astral. Going down to the sixth subplane of the astral. And the seventh subplane of the astral. Retaining awareness of those perceptions and just going back up the repeat subplanes just as a ladder. The seventh subplane of the astral, the sixth subplane of the astral, the fifth subplane of the astral, the fourth subplane of the astral, the third subplane of the astral, and moving up to the second subplane of the astral, and see if you see any evidence of the issue. And now the first subplane of the astral. And again, so now you're looking, you've looked at the whole astral plane to see evidence of your issue that you'd like some healing on. And we'll move step by step up into the buddhic plane to give the astral a nice healing in the sense of hooking the astral up to that sense or point of view of playful engagement with clear boundaries and a deep appreciation and connection with all that is. So moving up to the seventh subplane of the causal mental, the sixth subplane of the causal mental, the fifth subplane of the causal mental, the fourth subplane of the causal mental, the third subplane of the causal mental, you're beginning to notice your soul perhaps, the second subplane of the causal mental, and the first subplane of the causal mental. Moving further up and into the realm that's deeply healing to our emotions, the seventh subplane of the buddhic, the sixth subplane of the buddhic, the fifth subplane of the buddhic, the fourth subplane of the buddhic, on up to the third subplane of the buddhic, the second subplane of the buddhic, and to the very highest subplane of the buddhic. And from the highest subplane of the buddhic, allow energy to shine down into your astral realms, giving your astral beliefs a kind of overview and context to see what you oppose, what you resist, from a more playful, comprehensive, and sacred point of view, so that you can more easily see all sides of an issue and more easily let go of your resistance, your shoulds, your have-tos, and your oughts. And for the first part of this healing, the personal part, we will spend 4 minutes letting this energy shine down into our astral, enriching the context in which we engage our lives. now allow the light from the buddhic plane to spread out around the world, offering a broader context, a relaxation of global shoulds, have-tos, and oughts for anyone and everyone who has any capacity to be open to this wholeness. And we'll do this for an additional 2 minutes. Okay, please go down in energy to the causal level and allow your soul's light to shine into the center of your head. And from there, the soul can indirectly participate in your life, adding a sense of stability and graciousness, enthusiasm, and openness to life as it is. Please say hello to your body. Cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one. Open your third chakra to about 50 to 70% if you're male, about 70 to 85 or 90% if you're female. Just really say hello to your body. Say hello to the edges of your aura. Create a gauge. And let that gauge give you a reading of how much of your spiritual information that you've gathered consciously and unconsciously today and in the day and in the dream state leading up to today. Can you assimilate at a body level in current time? And allow your body to assimilate just that amount. And validate all the additional information that you have. And ask your guides to help you cue that information in such a way that it'll come in gently and appropriately in a way that you can assimilate it as smoothly as possible, as part of your future. Say hello to everybody in your life, anyone who's interested, both on the planet or off. Just point out to them how much you've shifted at a body and at a spiritual level. How much more amusement you have. Just letting them know.